Michael Dayton caught a whiff of spiced vanilla, and he turned his head to find the source. The view of the woman passing by walloped him. He only managed a brief look at her face, not enough to make out her eye color, but on a primal level he noted the softness of her mouth and the sexy gloss that accented her lips. She kept moving in the direction of the fire pit, and like the male that he was, he didn't look away. How could he? She was tiny, compact, with blonde hair tumbling over her shoulders, the strands an untamed riotous mass. She walked with determination, her hips swaying seductively, as she navigated the uneven flagstone patio. Her grace was even more remarkable given the unyielding leather dress and her crazy high stilettos. Even though the shoes added extra weight, she didn't look tall. In fact, he doubted she'd reach his chin. A need to protect flared in him. The sensation was as unexpected as it was unwelcome. On occasion, he played with women at Damien's house, known as the Den. Michael had been sexually attracted to many of them. But he'd only had this kind of visceral reaction one other time in his 30 years. He'd ignored his intuition and the warnings of others, and had ended up married within 3 months. A few years later, he and his bride had been in court, and he'd spent most of his inheritance to hold on to the Eagles Bend Ranch. The 2,000 acres had been in his family for over 80 years, and if he had lost it, he was certain his father would haunt him from the grave. The lessons Michael had learned while rebuilding his life and fortune had made him harder, smarter, and more wary. He adjusted his cowboy hat and continued to look at the blonde. She had joined a group of people near the fire. Her figure-hugging dress did as much to arouse him as nudity would have. Until this moment, he hadn't missed having a woman in his bedroom. Tied to his rustic four-poster bed, arms and legs spread wide as she lay there for him, willing and waiting. Last night, he'd gone to bed alone after masturbating to ease the day's tension. Tonight, he hoped things would be different. He was glad he hadn't simply tossed away the invitation to the Den's solstice party. Although, he admitted, if he took this woman home, he'd wish for a longer night rather than a longer day. As if sensing his perusal, she glanced over her shoulder. They made eye contact for less than 5 seconds, but it was enough, more than enough for him. He heard someone say, "She's trouble." Michael blinked and reluctantly turned towards the newcomer, Gregorio, the Den's caretaker.
"Don't go there,"
Gregorio advised, coming to a stop in front of him. But Michael was already thinking about her, despite the fact she didn't resemble the women who generally caught his eye. He preferred a more rounded, feminine form. A woman who could withstand the rigors of ranch life. "Her name's Sydney Wallace," Gregorio said. Michael was aware of Gregorio's voice, but his focus was elsewhere. Sydney. Unusual name. He let it roll around in his mind, imagined how it might sound when he said it aloud as he told her what to do. She used to dance nude in a cabaret in Vegas and has a boa constrictor as a pet. It killed her last dom and dragged him out to the backyard. She's on the run from the law. We heard she's wanted in 10 states and 2 Canadian provinces. Gregorio snapped his fingers near Michael's face, jarring him from his reverie. "You listening to me, Mike?"
"Huh?"
He shook his head and looked at Gregorio.
"I figured you weren't listening. Otherwise, you would have decked me for calling you Mike."
Gregorio chuckled. "Seriously, if you want to play, there are a number of subs here tonight. They're wearing the house's purple wristband. That means they're available for a scene. They know the rules, and they follow them. Any one of them would be much better for you than Sydney." Gregorio, as Damien Lowell's right-hand man, knew things. Gregorio understood human nature, and, since he tracked all the membership applications, he had insider knowledge of everyone at the Den. He served as a house monitor, and sometimes participated in scenes. Because he was so well-respected,